Well, welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz welcoming you, and I'm actually broadcasting from one of the most spectacular places on the planet right now. What a blessing to be at Waiapio Valley on the Big Island of Hawaii at about 1,500 feet, looking down at a magnificent cliff and the ocean, which is crashing on the shores of this magnificent tropical paradise. And I have a brother with us for this hour. John Baptist is going to come on the line, and we're going to be going into what you need to know about the edification of the congregation, that is, uplifting humanity with the understanding, the knowledge that's essential in the end times, not only to survive, but to thrive. And we're going to look at who you are as a person in communion with other people. That is, we're going to look at families, we're going to look at communities, and we're going to look at how we can make a difference in the world. Start with you, starting with your own family, starting with your own communities, and then we're going to look from the perspective of the holistic approach to health, which includes not simply your physical health, but your financial wealth. And so, John, I've asked John on the line for the next hour to share with you and I some of the most advanced educational forums on the planet today, at least available to Americans who typically, or North Americans for that matter, who typically don't get all the truth about virtually anything, and that ultimately what we need to know is the things that we need to survive and even thrive. And so we're going to focus on, in the particularly the last 20 minutes of the show, on wealth building strategies. So this is the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. We join you every Wednesday and Saturday. Today I'm thankful to have Don from BPSradio.com hosting and producing this show. And on Wednesdays we have a couple different sponsors. We have LifeWave, the organization that gives you the energy patches and has the capacity, in my humble estimation, of literally providing us with an alternative to the pharmaceuticals, the deadly pharmaceuticals that are literally behind the massive deaths and disability today. There's alternatives available. We focus every week on alternatives to healthcare, alternative lifestyles, and the things that typically are not provided for us in the mainstream media. And we also have, as a program sponsor for the Insight Hour every Wednesdays and Saturdays, we also appreciate having Zuma, the corporation that tells us all about the body pH, the essential requirement for you to prepare your body to defend itself against the current and coming plagues by having things like alkalinizing agents such as the Zuma, little like tea bag patches made of coral calcium, which alkalinizes the water and then alkalinizes your body. We also, as a vehicle to edify the congregation, to educate people about how they can holistically prepare their bodies to defend themselves against the current and coming plagues, we also highly recommend the Advanced Ambritos by Manatech. The company itself and the organization, we question. However, the product, you can't beat it, and we've been seeing lots of wonderful healing results from people who are on Advanced Ambritos. We've got some also awesome products available to us through HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Major co-sponsor for the Insight Hour is HealthyWorldDistributing.com. And the toll-free number for products and services by Healthy World is 888-508-4787. That's 888-508-4787. And then last but not least, as an introduction to my guest today, this John Baptist. He calls himself, and we call him lovingly, an awesome guy who I've known for years. As an introduction to John, I'm going to share with you that we have another wonderful program sponsor that we've taken on. It's called Quest, and we're going to be talking about this hour what Quest does in terms of the edification, the uplifting of the education for the congregation, that is the population, how we can really begin to see the truth that shall set you free, the greatest truth that we talk about on this Insight Hour every week, and we invite you and your loved ones, your family, friends, to join us, encourage you. It is, in fact, a responsibility of yours as my brother and sister out there to really do your best to distribute the education, the information that you're getting on the Inside Hour. As we talked about last Wednesday, I feel completely humbled and blessed, and as you should, also for having access to some of the most advanced revelations, not only scriptural, but scientific, and how now in these end times, all of this is coming together for humanity's salvation. Literally, we're going to talk about, we've talked about, and we will talk about again in the future, our purpose to baptize the planet, literally uplift its energy, its Holy Spirit flow. And I really can't think of a better guest to have on than somebody like John the Baptist, because John has been at the forefront of providing alternative education and risk awareness regarding the government's malfeasance, issues with regard to the government that most people shy away from. Trinity Farms, it's a ministry that John oversees as a minister of Trinity Farms, and he has numerous other affiliations that I won't get into. But by the way, if you hear some automobiles going by every once in a while, I'm telling you, I'm right in the middle of the park, and I'm actually looking at this spectacular view. So I hope in my heart you receive some of that blessing that I'm absolutely thrilled to see right now. But John has been awesome, and I can tell you I've known John for about a dozen years now, about 1996 when I came out with the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. Few people wanted to hear about the man-made origins of HIV/AIDS, but I want you to know that John, our guest today, was one of the first people throughout the United States to not only encourage me and say thanks, but actually to invite me to presentations that he had put together, venues for the dissemination of truths that most people would not want to even consider. So from the perspective of trying and working and hard and having results for the edification, the uplifting of the education for the people, John has been at the forefront of that for many, many years. And he's very, very excited about what Quest is able to do in terms of freeing people, in terms of getting people wealthy instead of enslaved to a money system and a banking system where the international banksters are literally poisoning people. Of course, if you've listened to my programs in the past, you know I deal with the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel and the ongoing genocide that's taking place under the guise of public health and national security. All of this is a royal scam, and most people who are at all spiritually sensitive are beginning to pull out of it. They can't stand it anymore. It's like we're fulfilling the days of the Messiah where he says you will be on the planet, but no longer of it. And many of you listening out there are brothers and sisters who feel that same way. We're all one family, one human family, and we can't stand the fact that it's being manipulated by literally the banksters, the international banksters. And, you know, when you look at the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel, who's behind it are the money makers. And most people would not consider the genocide, not consider the depopulation agenda that's ongoing. They would simply say that it's simply for profit, for money, that these people are doing these horrific things to humanity. In fact, just a couple minutes ago, I got engaged with a conversation with three native Hawaiians. Here on the Hawaiian Islands, I don't know if you're aware of this, but typical, like as throughout not only North America but the world, native populations are being decimated by the genocide. And currently there's only 8,000 Hawaiian natives left on these Hawaiian Islands. That's a disgrace. And the number one healthcare organization, for instance, who's behind the genocide here is Kaiser Permanente, America's leading vaccine testing organization. Of course, Kaiser, the name, should tip you off. If you've read any of my books in the past, Emerging Viruses, Death in the Air, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, or even DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, the Kaiser name should ring a bell. The Kaiser Permanente, Kaiser Wilhelm II, wanted to take over the United States in 1900. War against the United States was what he had put forth as a political agenda and a military agenda. This name, this family, Kaiser, developed Kaiser Institute for anthropology, human heredity in pre-Nazi Germany. The Kaiser Institute for Eugenics, Anthropology, and Human Heredity in pre-Nazi Germany literally gave rise to Hitler and his and funded Hitler and funded primarily the research that Hitler conducted and his boys conducted for the genocide, that is, the racial hygiene movement of the world. And so this is what we're looking at today. Let me not take any further time just giving you some of this background. It is within this challenging, spiritually challenging, particularly background. It's also a spiritually uplifting time that I want to introduce John Baptist to you tonight. And John, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Well, thank you, Dr. Horowitz. It's always a blessing and a pleasure to stand and speak with the ambassador of our nation and the world. Because of you, Dr. Horowitz, I have children that have never known what it is to know what a sore throat or an earache is. Because of you, brother, I have a nine-month-old daughter that's never had a runny nose, that does not know what sickness is. Because of you, that many people across this land can make that same claim. And for that, we applaud you tonight. I want to thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, John. You and I go way back, and I love you, brother. You know that. And I greatly appreciate all the work that you've done over these years. And I want to start by asking you, we're going to, as I shared with the audience, we're going to go through three segments tonight. The first segment I want to look at is generally what you see is taking place on the planet today in terms of the families and the communities and in terms of the bad news. Then I want to ask you, what's your perspective and what's your prophecy on the good news? What can families and communities do and are doing right now to really move into what we long for is the Messianic Age, where we will have peace on earth? And I believe you, I know you believe we're in the end times. And I'd like to go into the second segment today dealing with what your knowledge is and your background is, as where we as families, I know you're a super dad, you're a super husband, and you're a minister of the gospel, and I want you to share from your heart and your head what it is that we people, common folks, should be doing with our own families and our own communities. And then, of course, I want to leave the best for last. I know that you're extremely excited about Quest, which is in pretty much an offshore educational organization. There are things that we could learn from Quest that I believe every family should know, and it's potentially life-saving. It certainly has the capacity to free a lot of people of a lot of heartaches with regard to the stresses and strains of financial despair. And I want you to share in the last segment of this program what you're learning from Quest, what people can learn from Quest, and how they can make this opportunity available to themselves. How's that for an agenda?
That is wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay. Well, John, thanks again for joining us. Let's get into the first segment. Tell us, from your perspective, what's going on in the world today with regard to families and what people should be aware of with regard to the risks to their own families.
Brother, when you say that, the first thing that went through my mind is a scripture that Yah has given us in the greatest of writings, and it's found in Hosea, and it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And the scripture that comes right in behind that is found in Proverbs 11, and it says, "The righteous are redeemed through knowledge." And our Father has given us these guidelines. And what I see happening across this land today is our people are missing out on the key elements and the knowledge that men like you are pouring their heart out and just giving their lives to share across this land.
Well, I appreciate that, John. You know, I see you with your family. What are the things that you... In terms of, I mean, you mentioned the fact that you appreciate my work with vaccinations and your children are healthy. Give me some of your perspectives with regard to what's going on within the political arena that focuses on the family and really is more part of the satanic agenda than it is our Creator's agenda?
Well, I just recently read an article, and that's a good issue, a great issue you brought up. The article I've just read was put out talking about Bill Gates and his signing an agreement, unilateral agreement, I believe, with UNESCO on how they can determine through putting the children through a program, an institute, you know, where we job out our children, they can determine by the eighth grade what lifestyle and what type of work that child will be geared for and destined to. There's an article I wrote a while back, and one of the points that was made in that article, Karl Marx, who was the father of the Communist Manifesto and a writer, Marx and Engels, did a great work for the Soviet Union, and he made the statement, if you wish to socialize a nation, the children must be jobbed out to the private or public institutions. Parents are jobbed out. They, in turn, raise children to be jobbed out. If you want to raise free-thinking, creative, intelligent children, you must never allow this to happen. A friend of mine wrote a book, an acquaintance of mine that I've used to talk to and I've interviewed before, called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. The website is deliberatedumbingdown.com. And in that book, while she was working in the Department of Education, she was taking out papers in the evening that were coming across her desk. She filed about a 500 or 600-page book that you can get through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Recommend that be on every man and woman's shelf that is the parent of a child today. That book explains the agenda. It explains what's going on. There's another scripture that Yah has given us that comes to mind. It's John 8:32. It says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We must labor these issues until the people understand what's at stake here. You know, Yah has given us, many of us, precious gifts in the form of children. They are our greatest assets. For us to job these children out to the public and private institutions when we should be raising them, we should be teaching them, we should be grooming them for life. Otherwise, we're institutionalizing them to be groomed by someone else for a process and a purpose that will not be our own. And this is really how I see it, Dr. Horowitz.
Yeah, your perspective is absolutely right on track. Folks, I want to give you an example here in Hawaii. Actually, I'm looking at my two children that are down about 150 yards downhill from me, and they're painting this spectacular scene. I have both of those children in homeschooling programs, and that I can tell you, for example, the day before yesterday, a news column came across my desk about the dumping of chemical toxic waste and nuclear waste products into the oceans. Tons upon tons, literally hundreds of tons of military waste have been literally put into the oceans. And in fact, in Hawaii, there are three toxic waste sites that are about 5 miles, simply 5 miles, off of the coastline of paradise. Now, I shared this with my daughter. She saw the headline. She read about it. She actually, we heard it on the national news, too. And I asked her, you know, because it's so dear to her, because I brought my children to Hawaii in November, beginning of November, to become part of a circus company here that does performances that deliver messages of saving the planet, saving the earth, saving the oceans. And so they're very, very, our children are very attuned to that. So I asked her, as a homeschooling assignment, I said to my 13-year-old Elena, who's the author of the book, The Tlaititlum Tree, could you just do a homeschooling assignment, about how you feel? Go on the internet, do some research, and pull up the documents you need to research and study, and then look at what you can say to, let's say, an editor of a newspaper in a letter, in a commentary, about the dumping of chemical toxins by the military apparatus. And so she did that, and we just, I don't know, John, if you saw a copy of that go by your desk, but I had asked Dwayne Robbins, who's on the line now, I'm sure Dwayne's listening, and John Holub, our supporters from LifeWave, to send that out to everybody, because we just sent that out to the editor of the newspaper. And here's like a situation, you'd never have that happen in a public school, where you have children now really analyzing the truth, analyzing the risk to humanity of the lunacy of the military apparatus and the chemical toxicity companies developing these things. Of course, they all go back to the pre-Nazi Germany IG Farben organization and the Rockefeller cartel that produces these chemicals. So my children, and John, I know your children too, are being educated in these truths as opposed to being at the great grave risk of losing your children, jobbing out, as you say, the children to educators who literally have to tell lies, such as Columbus discovered America, which essentially, you know, it's all hogwash. John, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, you're doing such a great job. I don't even. It's always a privilege to hear you speak because you speak from such a vast wealth of wisdom and knowledge, which is untouchable. But the truth is, children are our future, and I love listening to you talk about your children. And others that I know that are taking their children through the beauty of the homeschool process. They are our greatest assets that God's given us. And how it is so vital in this day and time that we pour our lives into our children. Yah has given us these children as our responsibility to raise up and train. And how beautiful it is you to see your children and be with them daily and watch them go through the process of learning and growing and developing, being taught the essentials of life, not being programmed for the workforce. That reminds me, a friend of mine by the name of Ben told me a while back, and he uses this in a presentation, he said, Wilson, I believe it was, many years back, said, we're going to create two classes of people. One will be the liberal arts educated class, and the other will be the ruling elite class. It reminds me of the bourgeois and the proletariat. And that is exactly what we're dealing with today. Our people today don't understand the dynamics of what is fully at stake here. So everything hinges on empowerment. Everything hinges on exactly what you're all about, which is knowledge and education. So family is everything, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, so we've touched a little bit upon the risks. I mean, we really stand engaged in a Babylonian educational system that is disempowering, disabling, intoxicating. In fact, we're about to begin a political effort here on the Hawaiian Islands to stop the genocide, and we're starting with the tuberculosis skin test and the vaccination issues here, and I'm about to engage Senator Kokoban. He is supposedly going to be advancing legislation to stop this, or at least continue to giving us religious freedom to choose whether or not we want to have our children vaccinated and intoxicated with a tuberculosis skin test. But we've been talking about a system that literally is decimating the family and enslaving humanity, enslaving children who grow up to become brainwashed, mind-controlled slaves of a global elite and a global cartel. It's a military-industrial cartel that Eisenhower warned us about that really has no love for the individual. We're all numbers. It has no faith, really, in our Creator, because if I look at our current alleged president of the United States, he never even really won the election. He stole it. And on top of that, now he's taking the nation to war. What kind of a Christian man would idea? But the reality is that our children are, as you say, most precious gifts. And we live in a culture in which we have to ship our children off, not only for school, we can't take them to work with us, we can't take them on certain, you know, ventures with us because of the constraints and strains, and the society grows up thinking that we've got to farm out our children instead of keeping our children right next to us and right nearby us so that they can learn. And so what if a baby cries during a presentation? The mom can take the baby out. And so what if a child gets a little antsy and irritable? You know, we can take the child out of the particular. But I'll tell you something. My children have been blessed by coming around with me as much as I can possibly take them around. And, you know, again, the financial, we're going to talk about this. It's the only thing that keeps me from taking my children to places where I'd love to have them with me is money. So we're going to talk about the Quest program and what the Quest program can do for you and your family, and particularly our children and our children's children. John, let's head into that topic. Tell us a little bit about what Quest is doing with regard to families and communities. And particularly, we're going to have on this program in the near future a personal friend of yours and also acquaintance of mine, a woman that I totally admire. I've mentioned her on this program. I've told our listeners to engage her materials, her educational materials, and her website. We're talking about Catherine Austin Fitz and the educational effort that Quest has made to bring Catherine on board to educate us about families and communities and how the global tapeworm, as she calls it, can be brought down by learning about money and learning about how money works, and how going back thereafter as an edified, educated congregation, going back into the community and working with your local bankers or forming your own bank, that can be the complete, not only salvation for your personal and family situation, but it could potentially bring the entire planet, crash the tapeworm, crash the central banks, and that ultimately decentralize the whole energy around money, so that we the people have the empowerment versus the political enslaving system. So, John, tell us a little bit about PQI and Quest and the organization that you've been engaged with and what it's doing for your family, what it's doing for other families, and what it's doing for potentially the entire planet.
Well, before I do that, I just want to comment about what you mentioned about Catherine Austin Fitz. I've had the privilege of spending about 2 weeks with her for the course of this year. And Catherine is a Wharton Business School graduate. I'm so glad to hear you're teaming up with her and going to be working with her, because she is shining light to this nation and to the world. But as you were saying, she was also involved in the first Bush administration, and I'm sure a lot of people will be interested in hearing about that. She was contracted to find out where the money waste was, being positioned as the assistant secretary head of HUD. When she found out where the money was going, she was relieved of her position.
Right, because she was a whistleblower. She began to, be a whistleblower within the first Bush administration, and they ousted her. Now she's doing some great work. Go ahead, John.
And the majority today are feeding this economic American tapeworm, totally unaware of being unaware. So I'm extremely excited that you're teaming up with her, and this is going to be a tremendous union between you and her for this nation. That'll be like two ambassadors now we've got. But anyway, Catherine, and I encourage everyone online to visit her website at Solari, www.solari.com, S-O-L-A-R-I. Solari.com. There's a wealth of knowledge there, just like you'll find with Dr. Horowitz's website. But anyway, what Quest is all about, really, is empowering people through knowledge and education, and it comes down to personal freedom and wealth creation or prosperity. Our father, Yah, called us to be the head and not the tail, brother. He called us to be the lender and not the borrower. He said, I desire above all things you prosper and be in good health, and that you operate and walk this way. And what Quest is doing, I once read a statement that for every leader, and you are a leader, Dr. Horowitz, there are 10,000 leaners. Now, Quest is what I call a freedom technology vehicle that has been designed for leaders. It's all about understanding and knowing the law. It's all about supporting good government. And that's what we are most pleased and proud of in working with Quest in this vehicle. Using Quest, you are, in fact, nothing more than a tour guide. Quest has a number of different products. The beauty of Quest is that it's private, just like our great-grandfathers taught us to operate. The beauty of Quest is that you get paid first, and then you pay the company. The company is actually an offshore Panamanian corporation. I don't know how many of you online are listening today, this evening, realize that, I believe, American Airlines, Costco, FedEx, Kmart, on and on and on, are Panamanian corporations. Now, they are Panamanian corporations for a very real purpose. I remember once it was said that someone asked Ted Kennedy how much he paid in tax, and he said, well, I don't pay anything. Why is that? I don't own anything. And of course, Rockefeller was very famous for a statement he made one time. He said, own nothing, control everything. So it all comes down, I know, Dr. Horowitz, that I spent 9 years in six universities. I went through Duke Divinity. I didn't finish the program, but I was there for a time, and a number of other universities. And they never taught me anything about money. There never was, I don't know about you, but in all those universities I went through, there never was a class called Wealth 101 or Wealth Creation 101. I learned how to write essays. I learned how to read Tom Sawyer. I learned how to do some math and some chemistry and a few other things to make me a good servant for some corporate head or some corporation. And, in fact, I was in the corporate world. For a while, I was vice president of a privately held ag software computer company. One day I became fed up with the whole money, guns, and lawyers routine and the country club life, and I said, I'm out of here. I said, if I don't come to know my Father Creator, if I don't come to know what the purpose is for my living, because I was one of those living in what I call either quiet desperation or frantic desperation, I was tired of the roller coaster ride, and I chose, like many of you will choose, to step out of this lifestyle, and Quest is the vehicle that's waiting there for you. The way to access Quest is PQI.cc or keytotruewealth.com. See that again, keytotruewealth.com. This is an opportunity that's being offered to people that literally changes lives. You come into Quest, start out with at the Q1 level, if you like. There are three levels of education. You start at the first level, what we call the Q1 level of education. It consists of 21 CDs. That is 21 hours of education that is totally and completely life-changing. If you're willing to get in and if you really have a passion like Dr. Horowitz and others for the truth, then you will jump on this. You will become a part of the team. And incidentally, team, let's talk about the team for a moment. I was raised by a trained assassin. I was raised by a Navy SEAL, captain, a great, great man, one of the last of the true officers and gentlemen. His master's graduate, he worked for the governor of the Carolinas. A great, great man. I had the privilege and the honor of burying him, one of the largest funeral services in one of the largest denominations in the state. And I make this point because this man was fighting for God and country. He was fighting for everything he thought was true and right. And he was fighting for a lot of things that I have come to see today he didn't understand, but it's how he was programmed. But he fought with tremendous principle, tremendous integrity. And that's how he led his life. He taught me to walk and live in that same manner, walk in integrity, to live with commitment, to live with compassion, to be loyal, to speak honestly. Because outside of those variables, we don't even have a relationship, my friends. And it is, Dr. Horowitz has many times in the past spoken, if we don't have that relationship with our Father Creator, Yahweh, we have nothing. And that's where it all starts. And without vision, we surely will perish. And I pray, Dr. Horowitz does, that everyone listening will catch the vision of what this is all about. Dr. Horowitz, I don't want to start preaching, so I need you to step in.
No, it would be a great blessing to have you start preaching, brother.
Lead me back to the course that you've outlined
before I
get off into something.
All right, so let me get into PQI. First of all, the first level is, as you mentioned, was it 22 hours of CD education?
It's actually 21 hours.
21 hours.
And,
okay.
And let me help you a moment there.
Please.
All right. What Quest International is, it's a personal introduction and overview of what every follower must understand and know. And it's simply about changing lives, brother.
Yeah, you know, let me tell you folks what John is saying here. John, let me just interject this. You know, when our Messiah, Yeshua, went in front of the temple and literally whipped and threw over the money changers' tables and called them gross hypocrites for taking this spiritual place and turning it into a usury business. And the bottom line was that, in fact, he was, and this was even in Mel Gibson's film, very, very clearly shown there, he was a staunch tax protester. Absolutely. There's no question in my mind. We could go into a lengthy discussion about it, and I could show you where the scriptures and even the vast majority of Christians have their own scriptural analysis done wrong. At some other time, we'll get into this. But the bottom line is that usury, that is charging people interest on loans, is an enslavement. That's ultimately what it is. And so instead of you having your money work for you, you're working for your money. And your money's tied up, and you're paying taxes, and you're doing all these things that the global elite are not doing because they've got the edification. They've got the knowledge. And this is what Quest does. And so the first 21 hours of CDs that are part of the Quest program. John, can you go into what describing the topics that are presented on these first level Quest programs?
Absolutely can, and I appreciate you bringing that up. But you have risen, you have touched on a little bit of that preacher in me, so I've got to dovetail off of what you just said, talking about Romans 13.
Do it, bro.
Which is actually where it says, and I have people come to me, and you'll have them come to you too. In Romans 13, I believe it goes something like, let every soul be subject to the higher powers. There's no power but of Yah, God, powers that are ordained of Yah, God. Whosoever resists these powers resists the ordinance of God. Now, let me explain that, because it goes on, I believe, and it says, for rulers, if I'm not mistaken, are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Now, think about that for a minute. If rulers are not a terror to good works, but for evil, what is happening in our country today? If these rulers, and let me take it a step further. You know, I've had people say, well, we're to render everything unto, you know, I say, well, okay, if we render unto Caesar, that which is Caesar's, render unto Yah, or God, that which is God's, who do you belong to? And that's why Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, he turned and looked. He could have turned to Judas and said, Judas, you're the treasurer, give the guy the money. But he didn't. I believe he turned to his other disciple and he said, you open your mouth, you go down, get the coin out of the fish, and pay the guy. Not to cause any offense. But the point is this. If rulers are not a terror to good works, what's going on in our world today, brother? And what is the duty of every follower? What is the duty? What is the challenge here? We are to stand and resist. Because if he is a minister to thee, good. If he is a minister, do good. Why are all these other things happening? It's not rocket science, people. It's not that hard. But anyway, let me get on with the question. Thank you for leading the way, Doctor. Life is a quest, and the Q1 and incidentally, quest is the first word in question. All of life has been a quest. If you're so privileged to read Dr. Horowitz's writings, you will see the incredible journey he takes you on, which is just mind-altering, life-changing information. I encourage every one of you to get involved and do your part. It's our duty, and it's an eternal judgment call here facing. Anyway, the Quest Foundational Education Course, Q1 Foundational Course, is a comprehensive home audio and internet interactive educational program that is actually designed to provide each of you with an in-depth awareness of how money, wealth, and economics actually work. Participants gain understanding in the true nature of money, the origin and purpose of government, principles of common law, individual sovereignty, and highly valuable concepts of personal and financial privacy. Quest Foundational Education explains how people around the world have unknowingly allowed themselves to give away their individual rights, privacy, and almost any possibility of financial independence. You will come to understand exactly how to regain your privacy and reclaim your freedoms. Before I forget this, I've got to go back to a point you were talking about concerning the vaccinations. I remember when I was bringing my last child out of the hospital, and we had this big debate over the birth certificate. And I told the lady that she was telling me how the law says this and the law says that. And I've been a student of law for about 6 years now. I said, ma'am, there is no law that says any such thing. And she said, well, we've just passed a statute which makes it law. And I said, ma'am, without an implementing regulation, it cannot be law. She says, why are you being so vigilant about signing this birth certificate? I said, ma'am, do you really want to know? And she said, I absolutely do. And I said, ma'am, I don't want to make my child a ward of the state. I don't want my child to have to pay taxes that don't go to this country. You read the Grace Commission report, that one of the only few good things that Reagan did, it tells you right there in black and white where the tax money goes. Not a penny goes to the Treasury, not a penny goes to the country. I said, I don't want my child to be drafted, mandatorily drafted, to go fight some politico's war to have his or her legs shot off. I don't want to be that Miss Shannon or whatever her name is down there protesting at the White House because my son is dead because he was sent home in a body bag being killed by some whatever for some purpose dealing with money and control. And finally, I said, I'm a preacher. The scripture says, don't number your people. And I said, and I asked the lady, I said, ma'am, I can't number my child. I said, do you want me to go on? She said, no, that's quite enough. Thank you. I said, then please explain to the head nurse to quit bothering my wife, and God, you know, bless you. So anyway, she went on. And then another nurse came along, and this is for you, Dr. Horowitz. She said, we need to vaccinate this child. The law says. I said, no, there is no law that says that. And I said, however, I'm not going to debate this. If you're willing to sign this affidavit swearing you'll be liable, commercially liable for whatever happens to this child who is 18 years of age, then you can vaccinate all you want. And she said, what does that mean? I said, ma'am, what that means is if there's an incident with this child, we can sue you, we can sue your mom, your dad, and take your kitty's kitty car. And I don't want to do that. She said, well, we don't want to do that either, so we don't have to vaccinate right now. And I said, I understand, ma'am. You have a good day. But I pointed out to that lovely nurse, and bless the nurses because they're overworked and underpaid and way underappreciated. I pointed out to her that in this country there are 800,000-plus damaged children every year that are damaged from the vaccinations. I pointed out to her also that in the little county that I'm from, Dr. Horowitz, there are over 400 autistic children that are damaged from these inoculations. And it breaks my heart. I am passionate about this. It breaks my heart to run into these kids. Most of them are kept away from public. They're kept away from society. Every now and then I'll venture into a home, and I'm amazed at what I see. But anyway, getting back to Quest, excuse me, for what Quest is really about, understanding individual rights and privacy, and understanding and being able to attain financial independence. You will come to understand exactly how to regain your privacy, claim your freedoms. You will also be surprised to learn how the Federal Reserve banking system operates in conjunction with the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, taxing authorities worldwide, how they've been designed to prevent you from achieving true financial independence. With the Quest information, you will learn how to counteract, you will actually be given solutions and facts that you can, where you can conduct personal financial audits to create realistic plans tailored to your own lifestyle and earnings. That will allow you the ability to achieve whatever you want within 2 to 10 years, depending on how aggressive you are and how seriously you take re-education. Q1 Financial Education is a culmination of decades of work. I want to tell everyone on this line that people like Dr. Horowitz and myself have spent decades studying, reading, teaching, traveling thousands and thousands of miles, thousands and thousands of dollars. And what you're getting here in this course, what you will be able to attain here is thousands of hours, thousands of dollars spent in learning this information, you'll be able to attain simply in the Q1 course. Go ahead, Dr. Hawley.
Well, you know what? One of the things that you said is that we are educated into ignorance about one of the most important aspects of our freedom, which is our financial freedom. And people, I mean, you've got to understand, I'm sure most of you do understand, that the number one thing, the shackles that bind, is this banking system, is this taxation system, is the way the money works. That is the number one stress of families. It's the number one devastating factor for people's health. Typically, when, I don't know about you, but I know in my family, it's finances that typically come between my wife and I. I mean, we typically see eye to eye on almost everything, and we almost never fight except when it comes to times when we're pressured financially. And I think that that holds true for a lot of families. And to get to the root, in health and medicine, you learn to diagnose. That word means diagnosis, is to see through to the root cause of the problem, of the stress. And the root cause of the stress is what exactly, John, you said. It is the ignorance. If the truth shall set you free, ignorance is the enslaving factor. And the fact that most of us grow up like you, you went to ministry, university, you didn't learn one thing about finances. I went to medical school and schools of public health, and I've published scientific papers and 15 books, and I never learned anything. And my parents didn't know anything about how money worked. So it's like one of the core things that, again, if we're Christians, and people know me as a Christian Jew, you know, I looked again at the example that was set by our Savior, and Yeshua's name, by the way, for those of you, when I say Savior, my perspective is Yeshua's name says it all. It's Yah saves. Yeshua means the Creator saves, and my position is that the Messiah was here to teach us not only how to love each other and how to free ourselves and how to be in bliss and how to walk on water, literally, because in the spiritual realm where he says the kingdom of heaven is near. It's right here, right now. And there's nothing missing, nothing broken, he told us, in the kingdom of heaven. That means that there's no poverty. And that means that if the truth shall set you free, the type of education that you can get from Quest is that freeing truth in the realm of finances. So, John, I want to thank you for this call and your knowledge about it. And I want to ask you, is there anything else that you can think about? I mean, I know we just spent a week in Ixtapa in Mexico, where we heard from numerous people. Maybe you can share what your experience was of Ixtapa, and then in the next, we've got about 10 minutes left, share with people not only what's coming up in Malta and in Cancun with the Quest programs, but also how people can get in touch with you, our organization. By the way, John is our team leader, along with Cliff Puterball, on the Biospiritual Dream Team's Trinity Wealth Foundation group. And John, I want you to also talk a little about something that I know is dear to your heart as a minister of the gospel and as a real solid Christian man. Talk about what Quest is doing also with Spread the Fire. So here, number one, talk about what your experience was down in Ixtapa, what you learned. Number two, we're looking forward to in the programs to come. And number three, how people can get in touch with you and in touch with our organization and grasp this opportunity to be engaged with our Biospiritual Dream Team with the Quest organization.
Absolutely. Put on your seatbelts, people. We're going to move along here at a good click. The Q2 conference is the next step in continuing one's education after Q1. And I want to encourage all of you to consider attending an international Q2 conference where you'll hear dynamic speakers like Dr. Lynn Horowitz and others that have spent their lives, poured out their lives as the broken bread and the spilt wine, just as our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, did. Give you the opportunity, and I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm not, Dr. Horowitz is an ambassador, we're all that are in the faith are called to be disciples, we are ambassadors, we're one in Yah, one in Christ, we're joint heirs with God, and joint heirs with Christ. It's a dynamic relationship that we've been called into here, but Q2 Conference allows you to attend these incredible locations to hear incredible speakers such as Dr. Horowitz, where you learn strategies that will allow you to meet one-on-one. And incidentally, you will meet in Quest people of the caliber of Dr. Horowitz, some of the finest, most gifted, most giving, most loving, the highest integrity people on the face of this earth. That's the beauty. What we're building here is a team. Team is everything. I said earlier in the conversation, I'm a son of a Navy SEAL, a trained assassin. One of the things he taught me was the importance of teamwork. I want you to write this down, people. Team stands for together everyone achieves more. Say that more slowly. Together everyone achieves more. This is what Dr. Horowitz and myself are all about. We have an alliance together. We have a teamwork. We're working together for the same cause, for the pour out our lives. I trust the passions coming through these lines because I am so passionate about what Dr. Horowitz is doing and about what this team is all about, the Biospiritual Dream Team. You know, in Quest, Q2 event, when you purchase these tickets to attend these events, your life will never be the same. And if you're very serious and you really want to get out there and do what God has called all of us to do, you will head to the Q3 event. At that event, you will have the exclusive private international privilege of meeting people from all over the world that are highly evolved educationally. The conferences are incredible. The principles of wealth creation and wealth building and wealth enhancement, not only scripturally, not only spiritually, not only physically, not only financially, are phenomenal. You will meet doctors, again, on the caliber of Dr. Horowitz, that have given their lives in the alternative arenas to change the course of people's lives, I love it when we talk about Dr. Horowitz as being, you know, the David and Goliath of the slash burn, cut, and poison program. And that is true. I'm right there with him. He's paid a far greater price than I in this arena. He is the master. The point is, you will meet many people that have paid a great price, that have dedicated their lives for you, for your good. And life is all about, everything in life hinges on our education. That's why I'm so privileged and thankful for people like Dr. Horowitz. So continuing our education until we draw that last breath, what Quest is all about and what it allows. It allows international entrepreneurship, building on knowledge obtained from both the Q1 and Q2 levels of education. At the Q3, at this level, the client have accumulated extensive knowledge and skills and understanding to personally implement relevant strategies that will dramatically alter the course of a family's life, not only spiritually, not only physically, but financially. So the Quest Advanced Conferences, the Q3 level, which is the highest level you can go, get into private offices. They get into high-risk situations, incredible yielding situations. In fact, I've got to mention this, Dr. Horowitz. In my hand, I am sitting here on this talk, under the fire, with the only copy of the Standard & Poor's Guide to Offshore Investment Funds in the entire world that I know of. I had a New York bookseller try to locate this book for me about 2 weeks ago. I sent out an email to people that are on the email list, and you can get on it through keytotruewealth.com. And he said he's going to make it a personal vendetta to find this book. He contacted over 80,000 book distributors in Germany, the UK, all over Europe, all over the U.S., 80,000, and none of them could come up with this book, and all he came up with was a waiting list to find it. I found this book, Dr. Horowitz, through the Inner Library Loan System, and guess where it was?
Where?
It was found in the Harvard University Graduate School of Business Administration.
John, where can people get in touch with you and the Quest folks? Give us a telephone number.
Keytotruewealth.com. All the numbers, all the information is on that website to reach any of us, including Dr. Horowitz. Keytotruewealth.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much. John, be blessed, brother. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'll be back with you on Wednesday. Check in at healthyworlddistributing.com, and the conference call lines are on there. Don, thank you so much for running BBS Radio, and I look forward to speaking with you folks again on this network next Saturday. Aloha from Paradise. I love you. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.